أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين. وإذا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون. In the previous ayats we read that these non-believers, they should make signs to the Muslims, to the believers, and they should laugh at them. They should wink their eyes and say that what are these stupid people, etc. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains also what one more thing they used to do. وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. اور جب پھر کر جاتے اپنے گھر پھر جاتے باتیں بناتے. And whenever they used to return to their homes again, that is all the time. Whenever they pass the Muslims, finally when the day is finished, they're going home, then also they are just passing remarks at the Muslims all the time. And we also should be considerate, we should consider ourselves. Many times we make our occupation speaking about other people all the time. Here the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala depicts that, that whenever they see the Muslims, that is all what they have to talk about. We also sometimes, we just have all our topic and subject is just about other people, and we forget ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says when they returning home, that time also they still passing remarks about the Muslims, and they say that these people, they are just engaged in asceticism, that is, that zuhad, that they abstain from the pleasures and enjoyments of this dunya. One is to abstain from haram, that is to abstain. And there are other jais and permissible enjoyments also, but the person who is a zahid, he stays away from those permissible enjoyments also, and gives all that time also for his preparation of akhirat to earn the higher stages of jannat. So when they see these Muslims like that, they say, what is wrong with these people? Why are they not enjoying the enjoyments of this dunya? Why are they going into this asceticism, into this becoming a zahid, abstaining from all the enjoyments of this dunya? Like many places where it may be permissible to go, but still there is a precaution not to go. Sometimes some occasion, social function, it is permissible to go, but other things happen there also. A person knows people are going to be backbiting, their photos are going to be taken, the intermingling of sexes, etc. There is all that possibility, so a person stays away. Then these remarks are made, I don't know why these people stay away. Yeah, the whole family is getting together, it's a happy occasion, why are they still staying away? Comments like that within us. But the comments of the non-believers with regard to Muslims, their beliefs, etc. Another thing they used to say, that these people, just this temporary, the imaginary enjoyments of the akhirah, non-believers regard it like that, whereas the enjoyments of Jannah are 100% true, as the Quran has explained so many places. They end where Allah has even warned that when these people will face fire, the fire of Jahannam, then they will believe in it. But of course, then it will be far too late. And they will see that they are deprived of all the ni'mats of Jannah. What a sorrowful case it will be for them. So these non-believers used to say that these Muslims, they just imaginary enjoyment of Jannah they are thinking of. And they are forgetting the real enjoyment now, which is cash, which is here. And they are not indulging in all this enjoyment, which is the haram enjoyment. A further thing they used to say, that these Muslims, especially the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and of that time, that they regard taqwa, for example, as a perfection. Then they strive to bring complete deen to every sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They try and bring in their lives, and they want to live this life of perfection. So these non-believers were saying that this type of life, what is perfection in there? Perfection is to be wealthy in this world, to have status in this world, to have prestige, etc. All these things of this world, that is what is perfection. So they should make this mockery of the Muslims. And further they used to also say that this is clear proof that these Muslims are deviated. They have gone away from the right path, that is the enjoyment of this dunya, etc. And all this they are doing just because of one person, because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we might be surprised to hear a small child of 6-7 years, a little girl, she says in the school class that how can I believe just one man, how can his words be right? That na'uzubillah, that how can just one man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be right? So we see that the words of the Quran are living till today also. And very sadly we have to check ourselves, our labels are Muslims. But aren't we doing and saying all those things which the non-Muslims are doing? So this is how they used to make a mockery out of the Muslims, and they should follow their own way. Allah Ta'ala says in a warning to them, وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ اور ان کو بھیجا نہیں ان پر نگہبان بنا کر. We haven't sent these non-believers as guardians over the believers. We haven't sent them that they must worry about them. Today we also, really if we go and see ourselves, taqriban almost all of us, no matter in which effort of deen we are even we are in, we are more worried about other people, making remarks about other people. This people are like that, those people have this weakness, we have that weakness. But seldom do we say, I've got this weakness. We don't want to admit it to ourselves also, so we don't see our own faults. So Allah says these non-believers are also suffering. They are as though they are worried about the Muslims. Exactly like that today, the governments of the world are making laws also to curb Islamic law. And that is, they're so worried the Muslims mustn't suffer in this world. They mustn't stay without insurance. They mustn't stay without education, that is secular education, university education. They must get all this. So compulsory education has been made, so that we must get that education also. And all the other things, that women must have their freedom. They must not be in parda. They mustn't wear niqab. So this is exactly the same thing which is happening today. And how much we are influenced, we should also see. That how much we regard dunya and all their studies and all everything of theirs is just for this dunya's life. Where this different point starts for a Muslim from there, that our akhirat is more important, my qabr is more important, my day of qiyamah, how will it pass, that is more important, my jannat or jahannam, that is more important for me and for my children. But when we also have been captured by them, so we also want to know about the dunya. My dunya must be made for my children. For that they must get tertiary education, university education. All the laws of Allah can be broken, but they must get that education so that they can live it up in this world. Otherwise, even if a person wants to become an alim, from where are you going to eat? To become an alim is not a matter of earning a rosy. Rosy, and a Muslim, his basic belief is that Allah is the giver of rosy. Not the shop, not the job, not the profession, not a degree. Allah is the giver of rosy. But today we have departed from that. We're wearing our topis, we're wearing our kurtas, everything. But we have to check ourselves inside very much in this background, that where do we stand? And finally the day will come when we will have to depart from this world, and then we will realize at that time. And many a person, as he becomes ages and really matures, mental, physically we mature, all of us. Then mentally a person matures, and spiritually when a person matures, then he realizes this dunya and the deception of this dunya was just nothing, it was in vain. So whatever chance we have got, we have to make tawbah and make amends and prepare for our real life of the akhirat.